This hour, we go to Vail, where Tony Galizia, is active with the Vail Jazz Foundation and leads the Jazz Goes to School program. Tony, we caught you on the roadside somewhere. Thank you for pulling off and talking to us about Jazz Goes to School.
My pleasure. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, quick history on Jazz Goes to School. You've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, I sure have, Steve. I started the program 18 years ago, thanks to our founder of the Vail Jazz Foundation, Mr. Howard Stone. Howard has always had a deep appreciation for jazz music and also the importance of educating young students about America's great music form.
Do you find now you're teaching, I guess, fourth and fifth graders? Why fourth and fifth graders, man? You, God bless you.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I wonder that myself. No, I have, over the years, and I started my musical career at a very young age, but I find out that over the years that I think fourth, fifth grade is a perfect age for kids to be a little bit more aware of jazz music. Also, I think it's a great time for them as they're getting ready to, perhaps start an instrument in elementary school or in middle school. And I think both things fit in very well. I have found over the 18 years of our program, we literally see over 1,000 students every year, fourth and fifth graders. So we've seen and hit close to 20,000 fourth and fifth graders in the history of Jazz Goes to School.
And these are students in the Eagle County Public Schools.
That is correct. They're all, we go to every school that's in Eagle County. We have four visits. It's a real interesting program. Our first unit is a unit that talks a little bit the roots of jazz, and we trace the rhythms of jazz to West Africa and the styles that are used a lot in the development of jazz. The second unit, we introduce them to a jazz quintet, which I have a fabulous faculty. The great Roger Newman from Los Angeles has been my woodwind expert in our Jazz Goes to School program since we started the program. My brother Joey G, who is currently somewhere up in Maine, plays with the Mannheim Steamroller doing their Christmas tour, is our percussionist. Michael Gracciulo is our brass specialist. Andy Hall, our bassist. So we introduce the kids then to a typical jazz quintet, get them interested in that fabulous sound, and again, I think it's a great time for them to learn a little bit more about the musical instruments that they may want to pick up in their young career.
You find you're introducing some students to jazz for the first time. They've never heard jazz before.
There's no question about that in Eagle County, yes. I must say, thanks to you guys, though, over the past few years with having Kuvo broadcast the great signal it does up in the Vail Valley, it's a great way for me to have the kids, continue to listen to jazz, and I find that really happened a lot. It's funny to see a lot of the high school students that I see in the Valley now that'll say, oh, Mr. G, I remember Jazz Goes to School, and that means a lot to me.
So how do you connect? Our guest is Tony Galizia, Tony G, with the Vail Jazz Foundation and the Jazz Goes to School program for fourth and fifth graders in Eagle County. How do you connect the blues and jazz fundamentals with, music they know, like Let It Go, right? That's the big hit from the animated movie.
I think that they start to be a little bit aware of what's involved as far as style of the song, perhaps the form of the song. And I think of when I was growing up, and I still think today, it's amazing. If you would sit in one of our classes, maybe one of the most well-liked tunes that I think of when I do these school kids, and we go back to Henry Mancini, we go to Plas Johnson's great solo on the Pink Panther. Mm-hmm. Kids today, they relate to that tune, and I think they hear that. They hear a walking bass. They hear the swing style. They hear the improvisation, and I think they associate a tune like the Pink Panther. Wow, that's jazz.
Yeah. Great stuff. Tony Galizia with Jazz Goes to School up at the Vail Jazz Foundation. So, you said they come back to you. You can tell sort of when you've broken through, when their eyes light up, when they run over to the instruments and they want to start playing, because you don't just perform it for them. You give them a chance to get hands-on.
Oh, definitely. When we come in our third lesson, it's all about improvisation, where we use many of the classrooms have the ORF instruments, which we are able to move the bells around to create blues scales, and they get a chance to actually improvise and, you know, learn a lot about the 12-bar blues form, which is, I think, a very good place to start with fourth and fifth graders.
Tony Galizia from the Vail Jazz Foundation, the Jazz Goes to School program. Hey, Tony, thanks for keeping it real. Thanks for doing what you do.
I can't thank you guys enough for having me on, and what a great way to help support jazz education today on Colorado Gives Day. Thanks a lot, gentlemen.